Thank you for calling XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Hello.
Thank you for calling XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well now.
Okay. I have been encountering some morons working for the company. I have tried to cancel a microwave being replaced, and they insist on sending the people out here with the microwave tomorrow. Now, this is my last time. I am not, it's just a waste of time. I said I wanted it canceled. Don't come. So, you know.
The phone number on the order is
my last attempt.
Okay, I'll have to pull up the order. Is the phone number on the order 313-655-9668?
Yes, it is.
One moment.
I'm on a real big hole here.
Okay, ma'am. Can you verify your first and last name and the address as well for me?
Did you spell it?
Okay. What is that property
address? Hello? I'm sorry. Let me get away from this to you, sir. All right. Would you say that again, please?
What is your property address?
13732 Purnell Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48313.
And you're stating that the order needs to be canceled. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, give me a moment. Go ahead and send this email over to Regional, letting them know that this order is canceled.
Well, finally, somebody with some sense. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And is it anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. I just hate to see somebody come out here on a trip for absolutely nothing. I called them a couple of times last week.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get this email sent over to the service provider and the regional manager, just letting them know they do not have to come to your home.
Thank you so very much and have a pleasant evening.
You as well. Is it anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it.
Thanks for calling XPL. Enjoy your night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.